This is Cap Radio News. 8 months ago, a deadly explosion shook the small town of Esparto. A warehouse improperly storing fireworks displays for 4th of July exploded, killing 7 people. On Thursday, the Yolo County Grand Jury released its final report titled, "Esparto Fireworks Explosion, Officials Knew, None Acted." It found over a dozen county officials knew fireworks were being illegally stored at the warehouse, along with a series of miscommunications and inaction. Senior producer Sarit Leshinsky spoke with Cap Radio's Chris Feltz about the findings.
Okay, to begin, Chris, what's broadly in this report?
Yeah, so this is a scathing 32-page report that basically lays out how multiple county departments and law enforcement agencies dropped the ball when it came to enforcing ordinances that could have prevented this tragedy. We're talking fire officials, code enforcement officials, the sheriff's department. The report placed a lot of issues at the feet of the Board of Supervisors as well for not providing adequate resources for enforcing many of the county building and safety codes. It also said the board, quote, has encouraged a laissez-faire attitude towards new construction and businesses in unincorporated areas. The grand jury states that the sheriff's department failed to enforce fireworks ordinances and lacked proper training. The conclusion being that if leaders hadn't failed to enforce these ordinances, the tragic events of July 1st could have actually been avoided.
The big title of this report is Officials Knew, None Acted. You were in Esparto days after the tragedy happened. Can you walk us through what happened there leading up to this?
In June 2022, the county's Building Services Department received a tip that the property was being used by two pyrotechnic businesses. That would be Devastating Pyrotechnics and Black Star Fireworks. Emails show officials saying they were going to do an inspection, and Esparto fire officials told them the companies were licensed through ATF. Fireworks businesses have actually been banned from Yolo County since 2001. Now, the property happened to be owned by a lieutenant in the sheriff's office named Sam Machado, given that the emails note for officials to, quote, tread lightly. It appears actions were going to be taken, but after a few days, conversations about the site just sort of dropped and no other actions were taken. The grand jury, after that, couldn't find any definitive reason for why the matter wasn't pursued.
Is there any thought as to why that might be?
Based on the evidence, they were able to conclude several possible factors that contributed to that, such as miscommunications between the building division and the code enforcement division as to whether an enforcement letter had actually been sent, although that begs the question as to why there wasn't a follow-up. Another factor was local officials believing state or federal agencies might have been responsible for monitoring the businesses, given those agencies issued the licenses. There is no record of CAL FIRE inspecting the property, however. Also, the fact that these departments had a backlog of around 300 cases to investigate at that time, the grand jury found that there wasn't really a formal process to prioritize a case. And we have to talk about one human element as well that could have been present. The report talks about the county staff who may not have actually wanted to antagonize employees of the sheriff's department, especially given those enforcing code ordinances typically operate in tandem with those deputies.
Okay, the report has been released. The grand jury lists 16 recommendations. What do those include?
Yeah, firstly, I will say that this is a civil grand jury. It doesn't have any criminal jurisdiction, and it's meant to push reforms across local government. So the recommendations include creating a fire warden position, increasing code enforcement staffing, improving training, and strengthening oversight of outside employment for sheriff's deputies.
Finally, Chris, have you gotten any responses from the county departments or agencies about what's in this report?
The district attorney declined to comment on this story as it is an active investigation. We've also reached out to the sheriff's office as well, but at this time they haven't responded. The Yolo County Board of Supervisors did release a statement stating that they respectfully disagree with the conclusion that the board doesn't take code enforcement seriously. Supervisors say the county will continue to fund enforcement programs. I think now, looking ahead, we'll just have to see if they will implement these recommendations from the grand jury.
That was Cap Radio reporter Chris Feltz speaking with senior producer Sarit Leshinsky about the release of the Yolo County Grand Jury report about the systemic failures that led to last year's deadly explosion at a fireworks facility in Esparto.